Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Kingdom Talk. And I am here, your host, Pastor Zekwesha Gore, and you are tuning in on Indio Christian Gospel Radio Network. And tonight we are going to be discussing the fiery trials. We're speaking about the fiery trials, and we're coming from 1 Peter 4:12-13, and it reads, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." And this was basically telling us to not be surprised. You know, the apostles was speaking to us as the body of Christ to correct our initial, like a earthly reaction to suffering and to attack. And really was trying to get us to see how to look at it through a Christ-like mindset, how to respond godly, even during fiery trials of any kind, and basically letting us know to don't be surprised. It's like a soldier going on a battlefield and see an enemy shoot fire at him. You shouldn't be surprised, because this is what you signed up for. This is what you are a part of. You're not shocked, because you know where you are. You know what is going to happen. This is a part of the walk. This is a part of the calling. You will have to go through fiery trials. You will have to be able to go through some things that is initially there to help you grow. It said God works all things together for the good of those who love him. So these things that we're going through, these things that we have to endure, is not because he don't love us, but actually because he does. Because he's not bringing any opposition or suffering or no attack or anything that's coming from the enemy. That's not by accident, and that's not without God's permission. So he's allowing it because of the fact that he loves us and he wants us to grow and mature in him and develop. God got a purpose, and this is a part of his purpose, that the testing will be refining us and purifying us and sanctifying us. It's all about bringing change in us. Sometimes we get caught up on exactly what he's using to do it, or what's happening, or what's the circumstances, when we really just need to be seeing what God is trying to change in us and what he's trying to bring out of us and grow in us. When we get attacked for holding on to our faith and to the gospel, we have to change our mindset, because the way we should look at it is, wow, what an honor. You know, what a blessing that I'm getting persecuted for God. That means I'm a part of the family. I'm a part of the kingdom. I am now living my life and operating for Christ. Once you begin to get persecuted for once, or once you begin to go through some things, or once God considers you to be tried by the enemy, what an honor. You know, like in the book of Job, when Satan was going up to and fro, he God asked him, "Have you considered my servant Job?" He was considering him good. You know, he was considering him like, listen, he's not going to lose his faith. So we have to look at it as that. Okay, God is allowing us to go through. He wants to see what we made of, you know, what is inside of us. And by this is how we know that we are adopted into the kingdom. We are a part of the family through our faith in Christ. We are connected. Because once we begin to go through these things, then we know, okay, yes, God is working on me. God is changing me. God is doing something great with me. He's completing the work that he started in me, which is a blessing because now you know. That's pretty much just your confirmation. And we should be rejoicing, you know, for that present suffering. It don't seem like it. And it don't feel like it, but we should, because it's a good thing, because this is just leading up to the glory of Christ that's going to be revealed. You know, Christ suffered for our sin and our salvation, and now we take a little, just a little share in that suffering with him. You know, that one day we'll get to see him just a little bit, because we're not going through half the stuff Jesus went through. We're not going through half the stuff they used to have to endure in the Bible, you know, because we have Jesus now, but just a little bit of present day suffering that we have to go through because, you know, we chose this lifestyle. We chose to follow him. And James 1, 2 through 4, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So just as I said, this is all to make us mature in the spirit, in the spiritual, to be mature, to be complete, not lacking anything. So that's what this is, to help us to be able to withstand some very tough trials or tribulations or tests that may come our way. By us going through fiery trials and the fiery furnace, this is going to prepare us for those things. This is going to help us to be strong in our spirit and to be weak in our flesh, because that's ultimately what we need to endure this life, period. We have to have our spirit man stronger. We have to be able to face difficult situations, difficult people, difficult, hard life situations, because that's going to happen regardless, no matter if you're saved or not. Your faith in Christ does not eliminate the trials. It just helps you to get through. It just helps you to have hope. It just helps you to trust in God. But it does not eliminate those same trials just because we have faith in Christ. Actually, it turns it up a notch. Because, yes, people are going to go through life, but we are going to go through a tad bit more because we chose Jesus. So now we're marked, and we're going to begin to go through some more things that's gonna, you know, heighten it up a bit because we chose this walk, you know, and God wants us to understand. For me, the visual is that our faith is like a muscle. And when you don't use your muscles, you know, what happens to them? They get weak, you know, they tend to not be able to endure longevity, you know, long periods of exercise, long walk, long jog. You just can't endure that. Your body just won't allow you to. But when you keep working out and you keep building up stamina and you begin to do different exercises, because not the same exercise is going to work for every body part. So faith is the same way. It's a muscle. And unless we put it to use and we exercise it, we will not get stronger. God is just trying to make us exercise our faith. And these trials is strengthening our faith so that it's strong for the times that we need it most. That's what he's doing for us. He's just exercising our faith. He's just putting it to work. He's just making us do different exercises in our faith for different areas of our life. And this is ultimately working out for our good. It's building up our spirit, man. It's strengthening our spirit, man. It's strengthening our faith, just like you would with your natural body. It's the same thing. These spiritual tests, our life situations that's provided by God,
Because sometimes we always want to give the enemy credit, but know that he has to get permission from God. Know that he's not doing anything that God's not allowing him to do. He has no power. He has no authority. So everything that he is doing is because he went to the Father to get permission. So God is allowing these life situations. That's why I say provided by God for us individually to evaluate us. You know, to build up our moral character, and then ultimately to just help us to be obedient to his law. That's it. He's literally helping us to realign our focus. He's helping us to stand on his word, his truth, his law, you know, the book. That's the law, the Bible. That's what it's doing. It's helping us to turn to those things because in these spiritual tests, we know that we can't get no answers from nowhere else. You can't get no answers from these tests from the world. You can't get no answers for these tests from worldly laws and systems. No, we have to go to the Bible. We have to go to God to get the answers to these spiritual tests. So it's literally forcing us, because that's the only way you're going to get your answers. That's the only way you're going to figure out how to get out of it, how to get through it, is by getting in that word, by seeking God's face. And that's what he does, because he knows that there's no other way. You can't get no other help out of this. You've got to turn to God, because nobody else is going to understand you. It's not going to make sense to anyone else. They're not going to know how to help you out of it if they themselves, you know, God is not speaking to or asking to do a specific thing or go through this specific thing. So you literally have to go to God. You literally have to pray and fast and seek his face and go to him for direction and instructions and to get an understanding of exactly what's happening. But you have to do that, you know, because God is looking for you to cry out to him. He's looking for you to ask him the questions. He's looking to you to seek him for help, you know, and be vulnerable and being honest with him. Like, okay, God, I'm on this right now that's going on in my life, and I just don't know what to do or which way to go, which way to turn. And he's right there to help you. Right there to help you. And if he's not speaking in that moment, you keep seeking him. That don't mean he's not there. That don't mean he's not present during that fiery trial. That doesn't mean he's not with us if we're in the fiery furnace. That doesn't mean that his presence is not with us, because he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So he is present, because he's a present help. So he is there, but he might not be speaking at that moment. He's requiring us to just exercise our faith and to continue to persevere and wait on him. Sometimes he might not answer in that moment, in that second right there. Sometimes he just wanna see us keep doing, keep going, keep enduring, keep pressing. And that's just what we have to do in the midst of it. But we can't despise it, because this is what's gonna help us. This is what's gonna give us perseverance. This is what's gonna mature us, complete us, and help us to be the strong women and men of God that he needs to be a part of the kingdom. This is how we learn to fight spiritually. This is how we learn to be able to fight on the behalf of others by us going through these different things, by us going through these different trials, different tests, you know. And then ultimately we will know at the end that us going through the fire, you know, our faith being tested will be more precious, as the word said, than gold. Because gold can perish and be destroyed, but our faith won't. When we go through this, nobody will be able to take our faith from us, because it'll be so fortified and it'll be so strong and so built up that it won't be able to be touched, because God has built it up. We don't went through the furnace, and that's what he's trying to do with us. That's what God is doing when you're in that season, if you are a believer that you know that you know that this is what God is doing with you. You know that you're going through because you chose God. You know that you're going through because he's trying to take you to another level, that he's trying to exalt you, that he's trying to mature you as a believer, that he's trying to take you off the milk and make you eat the meat and make you come unto the deep, then you have to go through. You have to go through to be anointed. You have to go through when you are called, when you are chosen. You just have to go through. It's a part of it. You have to go through the pressing, the beating, the shaking for your oil. And that's what we're doing. God is trying to bring the oil out of us. He's trying to pull us up and bring us up to a place where the enemy can't have us, to where we would be so fortified and walking in our identity of who we are and who we belong to, that the enemy won't be able to say any and everything that he wants to us. That's where God wants us, so high up in a place where we take the enemy up as an eagle and he's a snake, and then we bring him out of his territory. No longer him bringing us out of our character, our territory. We acting a fool. We responding in the flesh. We getting emotional. No, that's what God is trying to work out, where we don't have those type of reaction or responses, because now we're fortified in the spirit. Like I said, now we matured. Those things will no longer affect us the same way as to where it used to, where now we're going in prayer. Now we're dealing with that spirit in the spirit realm. No longer will we be wrestling against flesh and blood, but we will carry that snake up in the air like an eagle, and we will destroy it, because a snake can't slither in the sky. It has no power in the air. It has no advantage in the air, because that's not a snake's territory. So God is saying, bring those things high up to where they have no advantage. Bring it in the spirit realm, because they have no rule over you. You leave it in the world, you deal with it in the flesh, in the natural, you will lose, because that's their territory, that's their advantage, this is their place. But if you deal with it in the spirit realm and you bring it out of the flesh into the spirit, you destroy them. That's why God keeps telling us we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is why God keeps bringing us through these things, because this is what he's trying to show us. He's trying to help us as believers to win this spiritual warfare, because that's what the fiery, you know, trials are about too. It's also to help us so that when we go through spiritual warfare and we begin to get attacked and things like that, we will also know how to fight. We will also know how to combat the enemy. We will know how to counteract things that are being sent. We will know how to deal with it. This is what God is doing for us. And it's a beautiful thing. As God said, we should rejoice. We should rejoice because he finds us fit, you know. He finds us fit. Okay, try that one. That's a blessing that he would even consider us, you know, that he would even say, you know, they won't waver in their faith. They won't change. You know, try them. Put them through X, Y, and Z. Touch X, Y, and Z around them and see if it changed. So that's a blessing. And let's just try to make God proud, you know. Let's show the enemy that he is a liar and he's already defeated. Let's show him that God is able, that our Father has taught us what is necessary and equipped us for the battle that is taking place right now. Let's show him the gifts and the skills and the weapons that we have gained from going through all these different things in life. It was not in vain. We may not have understood it then, and we may not even understand some of it now, but it all has a purpose. It's all going to be used. It's all going to come full circle, and we will eventually understand And we're going to be able to use every single thing that God has taught us, everything that we went through up until this moment, to be able to help us to continue to keep having victory after victory after victory against the enemy. Because that's what this is about. It's just about a continuous win with God. There is no failure in God. So it only has to be victory. But the only way we can get that is by us keep going, by us keep fighting, by us keep persevering, by us keep praying and fasting and being on post and being vigilant and sober-minded, and us praying as well as watching. This is how that happens. This is how that gets done. We can't allow the enemy to have one up on us. We always be 10 steps ahead of him. So that means we're not waiting till trouble comes to start attacking the enemy. Is the enemy waiting for us to be fortified and strong to attack us? Is the enemy waiting till we put the full armor of God on and say, okay, now I'm coming, now I'm attack you? No. So why do we? Why are we waiting for the enemy to attack us? Why are we not bombarding the kingdom of darkness on a daily for no reason? We don't need a reason. We should be doing that on a constant, for no reason at all. On a constant, we should be making the enemy and demons uncomfortable. On a constant basis, we should be shifting their atmospheres when they're around us. This is our job. We don't need to wait. We need to be attacking Satan from the time we wake up to the time we go to sleep. It's a war going on. And we still can do that as we go into our fiery trials, because nothing can't stop us, you know, from what God called us to do. Even if we're going through, and we have to go through. And we ain't saying, oh, it's not going to be hard, and, you know, you're not going to have some emotions that pop up. Yeah, because you're human. That happens. It happens to the best of us. It happens all out through the word where, okay, a couple of readers, you know, lost focus, you know, let me go back to God. Let me go on the mountaintop. They had to seek God, because that's natural. We humans. But you get right back to your purpose. Speak in God's face. What's next, God? What you want me to do? What you need me to do? At all times, constantly, and constantly coming against the enemy. Don't wait for him to attack you. You hit first. I don't know where everybody's from, but where I'm from, and a lot of fights. Oh, when we fight, you think you're going to wait for somebody to just run down on you? Now, this is me paraphrasing, you know, talking to the people. You're going to wait till they run down on you, or you're going to let them get so close in your personal bubble? No, you're going to attack first. You're going to attack, and then you don't stop. And that's the same thing as it is in the natural and it is in the spirit. So before the enemy even thinks he's doing something with you, you should be combating him first. When you even see a glimpse of anything that looks like it's not like God, where you see the enemy even trying to rev his head in a certain area, in a certain person, in ministry, in you, we got to be honest. Because we can see it for ourselves, too. People can't say that. No, you can see that. You know when your spirit is off. You know when you don't feel right. You know when you feel depression creeping up. You know when you have a negative thought. You know when you having some desires that it's not right and that flesh is revving up. You know that. That's not something you don't know. Nobody has to tell you that. You know that. And even doing those things, that's combating the enemy, that's fighting against the enemy, that's staying 10 steps ahead of him. If you already ready, you don't have to get ready. That's why the Bible says, be ye ready. So So before he even come to try to get you with your flesh, what happens? You already be fasting, already, you know, dying to that flesh. Before somebody even come and try to provoke you and get you angry, already dying to the flesh. So before they even come, oh, I was ready for this. I knew you was coming. And then they got a godly response rather than a fleshly response, because you was ready, you was prepared, you was already covered in the full arm of God. You already had a mentality to where your faith was ready. You already exercised those muscles. Your faith was ready. Like, let's go. So this is what God is trying to get us to. That's the place that he's trying to help get us to, so that we can always be ready. Be ready to give an answer. Be ready to give an account. Be ready to pray, to speak, whatever it may be. Just be ye ready. Be ye ready. Know that everything that we're going through, every fiery trial, we got to consider it joy. Count it all joy. You know, none of this is in vain when you truly love God and you're standing for God and you're doing his will. It doesn't matter if you're being ridiculed. It doesn't matter if you're being mocked, laughed at, or lied on, because it's all for the glory of God. It doesn't matter what people think. They don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. All that matters is that you're doing what God asks of you. All that matters is that you're living according to his will. Some people may not understand. That may not look normal to others, but it does not matter. It just matters how it looks to God. It just matters that you're going through for Christ's sake. It just matters that you're submitting to his will. Even if it look crazy, even if, you know, it just don't make sense, you know, and the trial is real hot, because people will call you crazy even when you're going through. Like, why are you going through this? This is crazy. But you're just being tested by God, and you just got to accept it. You just got to go through it, because God is purifying you, sanctifying you, refining you, and you just have to go through it. And sometimes people won't understand that, you know, like they just won't get it. And it's no way sometimes for you to really explain it, because you just have to deal with it. You just have to go through. You can't even tell them, because you're like, I don't really understand. I just know that this is where God has me. That's it. That's as much as I can tell you, is that this is where God has me. This has nothing to do with me. And sometimes that's all we know. That's all we can say. And that's good enough, because God is working some things out. God is bringing about change in us, and we should find it a blessing. We should rejoice. We should be happy. You know, be happy that you are the one that is choosing to obey God rather than man, even if that means being thrown into a blazing hot furnace. You got to have courage in this walk. You got to have strong faith and God to make the difficult choices. The difficult choices, meaning you got to be able to be that person that's going to, you know, face that difficulty, that danger, that pain without fear, and to be brave. The Bible says to be brave and courageous. Be strong. Don't be weak. He tells us that a lot of times in the Bible, because he wants us to be strong soldiers. He wants us to be, to walk upright and to be bold. Even when we're going through, you know, the mistreatment and, you know, fiery darts and all these different type of things, we still got to walk like, please, it ain't doing nothing. Because it's not, you know, just like when God, when Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego had to go through the fire, the fiery furnace, God protected them. Once you have God, you can go through anything. That was a perfect illustration that you can go through the fire. You can go through anything in life. And as long as God is with you, you will not come out smelling like smoke because his power is over all things. And it shows that even though that fire, because fire is deadly, but those three, they came out protected and completely unharmed. That's what God is saying to us. It don't matter what you go through. It don't matter even what I take you through. It don't matter what I give the enemy permission to do. It don't even matter sometimes the things you put yourself through. But I am still there because I'm a protective God. I'm a loving God. So that means you're going to be protected in the midst of that. You're going to be completely unharmed, untouched. You might feel the heat. They didn't say they didn't feel the heat now. It might have been hot in there. A fiery furnace, yeah, it might have been hot, but they never got burned. They never got burned, and that's what we're going to deal with. We're going to go through some things that's really going to get hot. It's really going to get hot, you know. That adversity is really going to get thick, you know, in this life. You know, some of the mistakes we make is really going to be bad. You know, some of the stuff that happened to us is really going to hurt. Some people is really going to disappoint us when they leave or, you know, just whatever it may be. We're going to say through it all, through anything, through any affliction, through any fiery furnace, I will be with you because you are chosen. And you're going through this for a purpose. And I will get the glory out of your life. This is not for nothing. But I need you to have courage. I need you to be bold so that people can recognize the power of God in your life. And then you will know your responsibility in the kingdom. Because once you go through, then you know, okay, I've been through that fire, and now you can help somebody else. It's never in vain with God. Everything we go through, everything we endure can always be used in some kind of way. That's why I love God, because nothing is for no reason. And I hate doing things for no reason. You know, wasting time. And God, nothing is never wasted. He uses everything. He uses all things. To where he can speak to you, where he can mature you, where he can strengthen you, where he can empower you, no matter what you're going through. Just don't bow to nothing of this world. Just don't bow to the false idols, to the false God. Just don't bow to Satan. And God got you. And God got you. You know, don't worry about what's going on, you know, around you. Just keep seeking God. God is going to defend you. You know, the God that we serve is able to save us and rescue us from anything that we go through. Anything. That's what he wants us to know. That's the type of God we serve. He's able to deliver us. As long as we're going through for his name's sake, we are good. We will not be burned in this, in what we're going through. We will not come out smelling like smoke. I love that word. Love that word. Because we definitely can't bow to nothing that's going on in this world right now. We cannot give up. Mm-mm. We got to keep our faith and our loyalty to God. And then he'll save us. He'll save us from whatever may come our way. He'll save us. He'll deliver us. He'll show the people who we belong to. We don't have to keep trying to prove it and, you know, trying to let them know. God said, no, they're going to see it. They're going to see it because they're going to see what you go through. They're going to see you walk into the fiery furnace, and then they have no choice but to believe because they're going to see you go in fire and not smell no smoke off of you. They're going to see
everything you endure, everything you went through, everything that was meant to destroy you, everything that came that just seemed so impossible, that just seemed so hard, that just seemed like it was meant to be unto death, but God said no, because God is going to carry you through just like he did them. Just like he did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Just like he did them. He's going to carry us through. So on today again, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Don't be shocked when you're going through the fiery trials that's coming to try you. Don't find it strange that it's happening to you as a believer. Don't find it strange. Just be glad. Just be glad that you're going through. Just rejoice because God is going to work it out for you. It's not in vain. Nothing is not happening by accident. God always has a purpose for everything that we go through. God is going to work it out. It's going to be an honor to go through for Christ. It's going to be an honor to be adopted into the kingdom when you're going through or being persecuted or lied on or slander or whatever it may be, or just the fiery trials that God have you going through because you're being tested. You know, he's allowing Satan to touch certain things. Even with that, we'll still have the victory because God is in it. God is allowing it. If he bring you to it, he'll bring you through it. And just know that God is with us wherever we are, and make sure you stay focused, done this test. Make sure you build up your spiritual stamina, your longevity, your perseverance, and don't give up because God is with you. God is testing your faith. God is testing your integrity, your moral character. He's testing your obedience. He's trying to bring you to another place. Allow God to have his way. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Talk. I love you guys. And so does God. Thank you again for tuning in to Kingdom Talk on NDO, Christian Radio Gospel Network. And you guys have a blessed night.